Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
And you know, it's almost 7 o'clock, so let's talk about something a little bit different. Because last night, Kim Kardashian blew up the internet again by revealing that she flew friends to a private island to celebrate her 40th birthday. After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, said Kim on Twitter, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal. We danced, rode bikes, swam near whales, kayaked. I realised that for most people, said Kim, this is something that is so far out of reach right now. I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. So, is this utterly tone deaf, or is it just simply proof that rich celebrities effectively live on another planet? Well, to discuss this, I'm joined now by Alexandra Ryan, who is founder of Goss Media. and Alexandra, I don't know, were you surprised, I suppose, to learn that Kim Kardashian just has more money and better parties than the rest of us, even during a pandemic?
No, I'm definitely not surprised. I think the general public are surprised at our actions, given that it's in a pandemic. But Kim Kardashian definitely doesn't have a good history in terms of being connected to reality. I mean, this isn't the first time she's done something that people have found to be incredibly insensitive. I don't know if you watch the Kardashians yourself, but there was a famous episode in 2011 where Kim lost a $75,000 earring in the ocean. Now, she was a five-star.
Oh, have we lost Alexandra? Sorry, Alexandra.
Resort in Bora Bora. And famously in the episode, Courtney is saying, can you hear me?
I can, yes. Yeah, sorry, I think there might be a little bit of a delay in the line and your line just cut out there for a second. But if you fire ahead now and tell me what Courtney was saying.
Yes, let's hope this works. Courtney famously said,
and that is not working, that's unfortunately.
Because I'm just after logging into Kim Kardashian's Instagram, Sarah, and it seems that the tone deafness hasn't been rectified, because 5 hours ago, she posted a picture of herself and two other people, you'll be able to tell me who they are, in bikinis, with the caption, girls just want to have sun.
Kim Kardashian on the island has doubled down. Look, I think we've Alexandra back on the line. And Alexandra, you cut out really when you were telling us about the incident in which in 2011 when Kim lost her earring in the ocean.
Sorry, I don't know what's happening with technology there. Yeah, so she famously lost this earring and she started bawling, crying, and she was like, you've no idea, no one understands, like, I've lost this earring, I've worked so hard for it. And Courtney, her sister, said to her, Kim, people are dying. And that's a phrase that's been used for years when it comes to Kim making mistakes like this, and it started getting shared again last night, because at the end of the day, okay, Kim Kardashian is one of the richest celebrities in the world. We all know that. We all accept it. She lives an aspirational life. She's sharing Chanel handbags. She's on private jets. We all get that. But with the pandemic at the moment, this is something we're all meant to be going through together. And the way she's gone about it is just awful. And this is what everyone thinks, that she's just tone deaf. First of all, she said that she got her inner circle together. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have an inner circle of 40 people, because that's the amount of people that she brought to this private island. She also said she surprised them all, but then she said that they all had screenings and they were all asked to quarantine. So you'd wonder, were they surprised at all? Was this all planned? And given what's going on, did they need to go to Tahiti for this party? Could she not have had it in one of her many lavish, huge mansions and stayed in America, which obviously everyone is being asked to do at the moment? And I think it's the way she said her statement as well. She said that it reminded her of the simple luxuries in life. Again, who can relate to being in Tahiti with 40 people on a private jet as a simple luxury? She's just completely out of touch in what she said and how she said it. And I think people's problem isn't that she went. I mean, I think if you and I could have a private island with 40 people right now, we would do it. But it's the fact she shared it. It's the fact she's boasting about it. Did we all really need to know about it?
Do you think there's any chance it was, you know, she'd been tracked down by some paparazzi or something, that she had to, like, release it like this in order to minimise the damage?
I did wonder that. Now, the only thing is, this happened over a week ago, so this didn't happen this week. This is when she's announced it, which would make me think that she wasn't actually caught over there, because it's a week later. So I don't know, but I just think she's made a really poor decision here. And there's so many celebrities also giving out about it. Like someone, Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks' son, obviously Tom Hanks had coronavirus at the very start. He tweeted that she was basically like Marie Antoinette, who everyone would know was very out of touch with civilization. She had a village built in the Garden of Versailles. She really didn't know how ordinary citizens were living. And a lot of people have been comparing her to Marie Antoinette. So it's not a good look at all.
Well, her followers love her. And I'll tell you that for nothing, Alexandra. That photo she posted 5 hours ago of girls just want to have sun. I'm just looking at the comments underneath. Zaria says, yes. Kyle says, when can I come on holiday with you? Another woman says, body goals. Iconic sisters.
You know, my we don't actually need the American accent.
No, I love the accent.
I'm just trying to get across it. These people follow her. They love this.
You'd be surprised, though. My editor, Kendra, she loves Kim and defends her to her death. And even she was like, oh, no, this is too much. There's a lot of people just being like, no. Because I think there's a lot of celebrities, even Irish celebrities and influencers, who have left the country and have gone on holidays during this. Some of them haven't actually said they've been away, and they have been. And the question is it wrong to go away, or is it wrong to boast about it? Mm. And for me personally, I think we don't need to be seeing people on holidays, because I'm sure we'd all love to go on a holiday, even a normal one.
Is that not what she does, though, Alexandra? Just finally, is that not what she does? Is this not escapism? Like, we all live vicariously through Kim and all her beautiful clothes and, you know, her life and all of that. And is this just another element to that?
Yeah, I suppose that's the debate, isn't it? Like I said, she has this aspirational lifestyle. There's nothing that she's done in the past that we could all say we would be able to do as well. But I just think the fact that everyone's hugging each other and it's her birthday, it hits such a sore spot with so many people right now, because most people won't get to do that for their birthday. So I just don't think she sent the right message. Maybe she didn't need to tell us 40 people were there. Maybe she could have just had her own family. But again, I suppose that's what people are saying today. She just doesn't get it. She doesn't get what's going on.
Well, she has got this one wrong, according to Alexandra Ryan, who is founder of Goss Media. Although Kim has managed in the process to get Cormac to actually log onto her Instagram account for the first time. So, you know, there are pluses to everything.
Empire Kardashian. Thank you, Alexandra. And that's all from us, myself and Sarah and Kim this evening.